We're going to the Middle East now, where rival Palestinian groups Fatah and Hamas have announced a reconciliation deal, saying they will try to form a unity government in the coming weeks. They fell out violently in 2007. There have been previous agreements, but they've never been implemented. The deal comes amid troubled peace talks between Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas and Israel, and following the statement, Israel said it would not attend a negotiation session planned for Wednesday evening. Robert Turner is in Gaza. He's the director of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency. Robert Turner, thank you very much for taking our call. What do you make of this deal?
Well, this is not the first. There's been previous agreements in both Cairo and Doha. The United Nations position has been that they would like to see, we would like to see reconciliation of the Palestinian parties and the unification of between Gaza and the West Bank. So the United Nations generally is supportive of this kind of initiative.
What would this mean in practical terms for the people of Gaza?
Well, the issue for the people of Gaza, frankly, is not the political structures. The issue for the people of Gaza is the freedom of movement for people and goods. I mean, the problem of Gaza is the blockade, which is imposed by Israel and supported by Egypt, and that restricts the people from physically leaving Gaza. And while it allows material to come in, it doesn't allow anything to go out. So the blockade is the primary issue, and regardless of political structures and agreements, if the mechanism of the blockade is not changed, then the conditions for the people in Gaza is not going to change.
That blockade, Hamas firing rockets into Israel, Israel launching airstrikes into Gaza, is any of that likely to change because of the deal?
I couldn't really speculate on that. I mean, I think what we've seen over the last 7 years of the blockade is that it doesn't change significantly regardless of the political conditions or the security conditions. It's simply policy, and there's no expectation that that's going to change.
Do those airstrikes from both sides, do they make your job harder?
Well, there's not a significant direct impact on our work. I mean, as I say, the bigger issue for the people of Gaza and for our work is the dramatic need that's created by the lack of thousands to access markets. I mean, in the year 2000, when the economy was still functioning relatively normally, only 80,000 people, refugees out of a million, required food assistance from us. Now that's 800,000 people. The unemployment rate for refugees is 41%, for youth at 68%. So our operations are impacted by the blockade regime, not specifically by ongoing security issues.
Robert Turner, thank you very much for speaking to us, and apologies for the quality of the phone line towards the end of the interview. That's Robert Turner joining us from Gaza. It's 8:41.